Louise McSharry on 2FM.
Laura Whitmore, Una Healy, Tara Stewart, Roz Purcell and I are part, and I and me are part of a group of 20 women who have donated items from our wardrobes for a special fashion edit to support youth mental health. Anne-Marie Tomchak is the brains behind Share Joy, which puts pre-loved fashion on the mobile sharing app Depop to raise funds for Pieta. And Anne-Marie joins me on the line now. Hello, Anne-Marie.
Good morning, Louise. Lovely to be with you.
You too. So first of all, let's just in case people aren't familiar with you and your work, let's start with the fact that you were once a newsreader on 2FM.
I was in a previous life. So I started my career reading the news overnight on the graveyard shift for RTE 2FM. I think I made all my mistakes and learned on the job live on air while all the truckers of the country were listening. But absolutely loved it. So it's actually lovely to be back on the airwaves with you.
And of course, you now are based in London, right?
I am. So I spent the first 5 years of my career with RTE, Morning Ireland, all the radio programmes in the newsroom. And then I moved to London in 2010, where I've been for the past decade, worked with the BBC, and I've headed up Mashable, which is a tech company. And for the past 2 years, I've been with Condé Nast, leading digital for British Vogue and doing investigative journalism for British Glamour.
Yeah. So like, you know, places people would know of.
Some places, yes.
And I suppose the reason I think it's important to get that background is because what you're doing with this new initiative is you're bringing together fashion and mental health. So tell us about Share Joy and how it started off.
Yeah, so Share Joy, it's really, when I think about it, this is really all about the love of a mother for her child. And this happened, it came about after a phone call I received from a friend last autumn 2020, who told me about a pal of hers called Marie Sullivan, whose daughter, Arwen, who was 23, had died within the first few weeks of lockdown. And she died by suicide. And, you know, this was an incredibly sad story. As a journalist, I've come across a lot of sad stories over my career. But I just felt something about this one felt different, because I'm over here in London hearing about what's going on with young people in Ireland. And I really wanted to try to do something that would channel some of the skills and experience that I have, both in fashion and technology, to do something positive and to try to actually cast a light on young people. Because I personally feel that the overriding narrative that we're hearing in the news agenda about COVID-19 and the pandemic is the public health story, which is very, very important, and we need to sort that out. But what we're not hearing so much of is the economic and social consequences that this is having on young people. And, you know, it's a difficult topic to talk about first thing in the morning, but this is the reality of the world that we're living in. And so I had a call with Marie Sullivan and heard all about how Arwen loved fashion. She loved using Depop, and she loved yoga. I had so much in common with her. So we came up with this idea of putting together a beautiful fashion edit of items donated by 20 Irish women. I've curated a list of women I deeply respect and admire, and every single one of the women represents something really important to me, yourself included, Louise.
Thanks.
So it's come together so naturally. I'm really, really proud of the edit that we've put together for this. The items are going on sale on Depop, which is a mobile shopping app. There's also an Instagram page, and people can find out a little bit more about the items that the women are donating, but also a little bit about the women themselves. This is like effectively like starting a community. It's not just about selling clothes or raising money. It's about all of these things.
I think we should talk about the clothes specifically in a minute. But Marie Sullivan's story of herself and Arwen is in the Sunday Independent Life magazine today. So if you want to know more about that, you can read it there. And I read it this morning, and it's so moving because Arwen just sounds like such a vibrant person, and she, you know, experienced anxiety in her life, and it was seemingly compounded by COVID-19, which is a situation that so many people will be in. You know, people who already were dealing with some challenges in the mental health department, who then, you know, all of the added stresses of this last year, you know, are not going to help. But what I thought was remarkable was that, you know, Marie said on the day that Arwen died, there were no signs. I mean, there were, she said, you know, when you read about people and, you know, there being signs, she said none of that fit, and it just kind of came out of nowhere. And I can only imagine what that loss must feel like.
Yeah, and I think the thing to really highlight in this as well is the the difficulty of grieving during a pandemic, and the process of grieving has just changed fundamentally. You know, Marie talks about the fact that they couldn't hold a proper funeral or memorial for Arwen. And I think a lot of people are in this situation where they're losing loved ones and they're trying to, you know, move on with their lives and grieve and process what the loss of that they're going through. But this is such a remarkable situation that we're in, where we've got this public health crisis as well. And so it's compounding all of that. Mm. And so I think that it's a very, very difficult time for people for such a range of reasons. And, you know, with mental health, it's such a fragile thing. You've just described how precarious it can be. Mm. And just the kind of the pressure everyone is under for like lots of different reasons, whether you've lost your job or lost a loved one, or you're under stress from being socially isolated. You know, those social interactions and connections are incredibly important, as well as, you know, while you're alive, but also for the grieving process to be able to actually acknowledge somebody properly.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought it was really moving the way that Marie talked about, you know, her grief and the fact that there aren't that many people, she said, to look to who will tell you you can get through this. You know, this particular situation of losing a child by suicide. And you know, I really felt for her there, because I can understand, you know, when you're in the depths of that, you really need to see that you can come out the other side. And being unable to kind of reach out and have those conversations with people must be a real challenge.
Yeah, I think so. And I think that that we're still on this trajectory of having a more constructive conversation around suicide prevention and building real meaningful awareness. You know, there's been a lot of talk about mental health. And we're all talking about it now, but are we really actively engaging with it? Do we really know how to read the signs? Do we really know, and are we adequately funding the services that are there to support people when they need it? These are all questions that still remain unanswered, I think, and that, you know, much more needs to be done on it.
I totally agree. Sorry, I'm listening to you and I'm going, we should talk about it more on this show, actually. I think this would be a good opportunity for us to talk about the specifics of that, because you're right. I mean, we all need to know how to look for the signs so that we can, you know, try and prevent it. So I in the article in the Sunday Independent, Mary also says, Marie talks about Arwen's love of fashion, as you said, and the fact that she wanted to kind of do something. And it's a brilliant idea to bring together Depop, because of course so many young women are shopping on Depop now, because, you know, sustainability is really important. It's a great way to raise money. So how did you first set out to kind of put this list of women together?
Well, so, you know, I've worked in fashion and Vogue and Mashable technology. And I suppose what I was thinking at the time, this is the way this has turned out, I must say, has just been beyond my wildest dreams. You know, the kind of the level of goodwill and generosity that I've received from so many people, yourself included, who've been willing to donate and just take a leap of faith and trust me to do this, because there was no, you know, proposition or website or anything to tell them what this was all about. This was all just happening in real time. So that's just first thing I want to acknowledge. The idea for the edit was to put together the 20 items donated by 20 Irish women, and to use the clothes as a way to tell a little bit of a story about fashion itself, about the importance of, you know, sustainability and the circular economy, which is the idea of using existing resources. And I think sustainability is a topic that it's the single most important news story in the world. Climate change is, you know, the pandemic, social inequality, Black Lives Matter, all these major news stories, they all fall back into the topic of inequality. And at the root of that is climate change. Mm. So this is the most important issue of our lifetime. And so the Share Joy is kind of a joyful way of trying to counteract a lot of the negative narratives that we have around fashion. Fashion is a very wasteful industry. Technology can be actually quite a toxic space as well, some of these social media platforms. But what we're trying to do is turn that around a little bit. And we're trying to build a community by starting with these 20 incredible Irish women donating beautiful items from their wardrobe. Now, it's not just about designer clothes, I should say. There's a really beautiful spectrum of clothes on this edit. It's really eclectic and diverse, and it really reflects the real world. So, you know, you have couture in there. You've got a ball gown from Celia Holman Lee that she wore at the VIP Style Awards when she was awarded the most stylish ever. It's iconic.
It's gorgeous. It's so beautiful.
And I love the fact that it's in a shade of lilac, which is the colour palette of Cher Joy. Arwen absolutely loved purple. Mm-hmm. And we've used the star icon as the logo for Cher Joy. The star is kind of a symbol of Arwen's name. Mm-hmm. So there's a meaning and intent in every aspect of this entire project. But then on the other side of the spectrum with the fashion edit, you know, you've got items from the likes of H&M, or we've got a gorgeous headband by Emily Jean Atelier, who's an Irish designer based in Galway, donated by Sheila Shoga. So this is also about spotlighting Irish design, and also about talking about sustainability and bringing, I think, everyone into the room. Mm-hmm. We don't want to create an echo chamber where it's just about exclusivity and very expensive, unattainable designer clothes. Although some of the clothes are expensive in the edit because we want to raise money. But we also want to make sure we're having a conversation with everybody and we're not just trying to solve it as a very small group, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that that's a really, really important thing to do. So I'm really proud of the edit. I think you should go check it out if you're interested. The other thing I would say is this isn't the place to go and get a bargain like you do in a charity shop.
Yeah.
So it's a slightly different proposition to that. You know, this is the place to go and buy something with a slight markup. I mean, the prices are still around the value of the items. They haven't been inflated, beyond what they would sell in the shop. Mm. But they come with the added value of the meaning and the symbolism behind the clothes. And I think that that's a really important thing about what's in our wardrobes. We all have things that make us feel really, really good. And I don't know if you're anything like me, Louise, but I've been spending the past year sitting in my loft in a pair of grey tracksuit bottoms.
Yes.
And on the day that I actually put myself together, like this morning, I put on a proper dress and I put on a bit of makeup. And, you know, I'm not going to see one person from one end of the day to the next, but I still feel so much better because of that. And I think there's a power in that.
Absolutely. And you're right. And there's really something special about, first of all, obviously, the fact that you're essentially making a charitable donation. Donating to a great cause, and also what you're getting has a story from the person who owned it before. And you know, like, I'm looking at these items. Tara Stewart has donated a spectacular Joanne Hines suit, and like, I would love to own something that was owned by Tara Stewart. That means I know it was cool. I don't
Same.
Have to worry
I
about
know.
That.
I literally would love to own everything in this edit, but unfortunately I can't hold on to it all for myself. This is all about sharing joy.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, Ruth Cody has donated a pair of Miu Miu shoes, which I definitely have my eye on. So I may end up actually
Art
buying
Deco. Oh, I love Ruth Cody shoes. They're a sequined pair of Miu Miu shoes. They have an Art Deco scallop design on the back, and they're high heels, but they're apparently very comfortable. So size 39, they're 39 and a half. So Damn. If you're interested, yeah, Depop.
Oh, Caroline, my producer, is cheering because that's her size. It's not my size. Okay, I'll find something else. Well, look, I mean, I wish you all the best. And of course, this is only the beginning, right, Anne-Marie?
This is it. This is only the beginning. We're going to be doing monthly listings. This is the start of a community. So we're asking people to check out the website, sharejoy.ie. You can do one of three things. You can donate. You can shop the Share Joy edit, which is on Depop. It's, you know, there's 20 listings now, but there will be more listings every month as we go. And it's not about, you know, volume or big pace of fashion production. It's about curated, meaningful consumption of fashion. And then we're also asking people to sign up to our newsletter, because you can become a part of the community and find out what's going on, events, mental health conversations, useful resources about well-being and the circular economy. So that's sharejoy.ie if you want to find out more.
Fab. And as I said, there's more about Share Joy in the Irish Independent in this Life Magazine, Sunday Independent.
Life magazine yes.
Today. And particularly if you want to know more about Arwen and Marie Sullivan, her mother. Marie, I don't know if you're listening, but if you are, I'm just sending you so much love. And I really hope that you're getting as much support as you possibly can in this pandemic. And, you know, there is a light at the end of every tunnel, but I can only imagine how hard it is for you right now. So just sending you loads of love. And Marie, thanks so much for telling us about Arwen and for telling us about Share Joy this morning.
My pleasure, and thank you for being part of the launch.
Oh,
thanks, Louise.
Delighted to be. Thanks, Anne-Marie Tomchak. Thanks so much. Louise McSherry on 2FM.